quiet morning promises to be another clear, sunny day, and the sun's not up yet. But listen to the enthusiasm of that bird singing. That's a red-eyed vireo, one of our most common birds, and actually one of the most persistent of singers. It's July now. A lot of birds are just, you know, very busy with families of young nestlings that are getting pretty big and very demanding, and also families that are starting to be, in some cases, out of the nest and moving with the parents. This bird, I think, is still on the nest, probably feeding young, but this male red-eyed vireo just sings continuously. Red-eyed vireos are small birds like warblers. This particular kind of vireo is one of the most common that we have of all the birds, of all the songbirds. It will be present in town if you have a small woodlot or out in the middle of a woods. They need some high canopy trees, but they actually don't nest that high. Probably most of the nests we found have been between 5 or 6 feet and then 8 feet or something. And they're really kind of neat because they're like baskets. They're hung from the edges of branches. Kind of like an oriole nest, but not so pendulous. And they sing all the time. Phrases, pauses, like questions. So listen for this one. They're really quite loud now, and they sing almost all day long. Red-eyed vireo. And the red eye is there, but it's not a good field characteristic. In fact, these birds are not brightly colored at all. But it's the song that'll tell you what the bird is. Well, I got to get away from this bird so we can hear other birds. There are some days and some locations when the woods is filled with this song. There are so many of them, and they're so able to sing clear songs that carry well. These are white-throated sparrows, and they are quite numerous up here. We're kind of in the center of their prime range. White-throated sparrows are unfortunately a bird that's considered to be in decline based on all the breeding bird surveys. We, being at the area that's sort of most heavily populated with them and north of here, probably don't notice that as quickly as people who live in areas that are not their best habitat. In other words, if you're in a sort of a more marginal area, these birds are going to start to disappear. This bird stops singing. That's kind of not fair, but anyway, white-throated sparrows, and that whistled song says, "Oh, Sam, Peabody, Peabody, Peabody," for a lot of people, or "Oh, sweet Canada, Canada, Canada." In other words, it's more about rhythm than it is about the actual scale of the notes, because sometimes they go up, sometimes they go down. Well, maybe I'll catch that song again. This rather mechanical sound is a bird song. It's a least flycatcher. I recorded a least flycatcher in a boreal woods where there was not this dominance of overstory that's deciduous. So it's kind of fun to hear them here. They actually are more common in the deciduous kind of woods. And their song consists of that two-noted, almost metallic quality. They call it chebec. There, he did two in a row. Sometimes when they're excited, they just go chebec, 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 very, very quickly. These are small flycatchers, least flycatchers are. White-breasted or whitish-breasted, wing bars, eye ring, not very distinctive to see, you know, to identify in the field. But this is a fairly unusual song. So if you're listening, I think you can pick this one out. I hear other least flycatchers in the background also. But I'm going to move on because I hear another bird down the trail. Thanks for coming. This is Molly Hoffman with Field Notes.